Good questions. How do we evaluate whether we are succeeding or failing in our devotion? Because say 1 year we might be able to do more devotional activities, go to Vrindavan for Kartik or whatever. Other year we might not be able to go because of circumstances. Broadly speaking, spiritual growth is gauged by two parameters: attraction to Krishna and detachment from the world. The Bhagavatam says, Bhakti Pareshanubhava Viraktir Anyatrasya. Bhakti is a process. That process delivers para isha anubhav. Anubhav is experience. Isha is the controller, the Krishna. Para means he is transcendental. So he cannot be experienced simply through the physical senses. Somebody may come to a temple and see beautiful deities. They say, this is just nicely decorated dolls. If there is no devotion, then we cannot experience Krishna. But somebody who comes with the devotion, Krishna is so attractive. So bhakti gives us para isha anubhav. And the para isha anubhav, that experience of Krishna is so enriching, so fulfilling, that the result is viraktir anyatracha. That we don't crave for other experiences. Sometimes we may have to go through certain situations. But where is our longing? So we can ourselves look at certain inflection points in our life journey. Inflection points means, let's say if you are driving on a road, normally we drive straight on the road, but then we come to intersection. Should I go left or should I go right? So there are times in our life when we come to certain inflection points. That is the time we have to decide what I have to do next now. So at that time, what do we feel spontaneously like doing? Circumstantially, what we do may be different, but what does our heart long to do? If we look at that, if our longing for Krishna is increasing, then that is a solid sign that we are advancing spiritually. And if our craving for worldly things is decreasing, that means that's also a sign of spiritual advancement. Now, decreasing the craving for worldly things doesn't mean becoming irresponsible in worldly things. It just means that we are not so emotionally entangled in it. See, we can be committed without being entangled. The difference between commitment and entanglement is in the level of consciousness. Commitment means we see that this is my service to Krishna and therefore I'll do it well. Entanglement means we think that if this doesn't work out, I'm ruined. My whole life is a failure. Everything is a disaster. We don't think like that. We don't identify ourselves with that role. We don't say, I have a job. With that I am doing my, taking care of my family, taking care of my responsibilities. So I am committed to the job. But entangled means I define myself only say as a software engineer. And if I lose my job, then I get an identity crisis. Who am I? What is my self-worth? So for us, a devotion helps us to develop commitment without leading to entanglement. So that way, if we see whether our spiritual attachment is increasing and our material attachment is increasing, then we are growing spiritually. Another way we can see is that we all face difficulties in life. So if we are growing spiritually, then those difficulties don't shake us that much. Difficulties will always come and difficulties will trouble us. But say 5 years ago, if this crisis had come in my life, I would have been an emotional wreck. But now I'm able to cope with it. Still, I have concerns, but I'm not as disturbed as I would have been in the past. That means we have got some spiritual realization that has given us some inner toughness. If we understand, if we are identifying ourselves spiritually, then we understand the soul is indestructible. The soul's connection with Krishna is eternal. And that gives us security. If we are identifying ourselves with our material role, then if the problem comes, we feel everything is lost now. So both by at the inflection points, choosing what we long to, seeking at what we long to do, and in difficulties, how are we able to cope with those difficulties? By that we can understand whether we are moving forward in our spiritual journey. Okay. Thank you. Yes, you had a question? Yeah.